Yeah, I think, every time you get a chance to continue working, you should feel better. So absolutely, it feels more comfortable this week than it did last week, and that's a good thing. I don't know. I mean, I don't know here on out, but so far, like we talked about last week, we knew we had our hands full with Dumervil and Suggs, and we feel like the same way with these guys, especially on this turf, and playing at home with their crowd. They're good players. Robert Quinn's really, really good player right now, and I think he's going to grow to be, a really special player. And so is Chris Long. You can see they're well coached. They play really, really hard, and they're young, and they fly to the football. A lot of team speed on that side of the ball, and so definitely a concern for us. Yeah. It's just taking it one at a time, and that's all we're focused on as a team, so for me it's the same thing. I mean, there's every player in every game. I mean, there's always things you can do better, and for me there's a big list, and so there's things that I'm constantly working on and wanting to improve. It's just taking it one game at a time, and then within that, each week it's one day at a time, And so, feel like we had a good day of practice yesterday. I came out today and, put together another solid day, improved on some things from yesterday, and so on and so forth. So, that's where my focus is just staying present and focusing on what we have to do today. Oh my, no, not flawless by any stretch. I mean, we got down in that last game, and we didn't get points in the red zone. That first trip down there, and thankfully we got the win, but that proved crucial at the end of the game, so those are things that really that eat at me, because at the end of the day you want to find a way to get in the end zone. You got to get your team in the end zone, and you can't go down there and take three every time, so there's a ton of things, like I said, that I can work on and improve, and that's the mindset that I have to take. I think anytime you, like I said before, anytime you look around and you think, yeah, I've got it, that's when you're done. And so that's certainly not going to be me. I've got to keep focused and grinding on the details. And to me, that's the best part of the journey, is when you can look back from a season of doing something and saying, you know what, I focus on the details that day, and that day when I didn't want to, I stayed after it, that day when I felt satisfied, I stayed after it. That's the key to it to me, and that's, the wins and losses hopefully will take care of themselves, but that's the real journey, is can you look back and say that you did that, and that's what I want to be able to say. And so for me, it's a day in, day out thing. I think we've got to continue to, it's going to be loud. We're going to be dealing with the noise, but it's how we focus and practice right now, and I've liked it the last 2 days. I think it's been good. I think, we've just got to be a little bit more tuned in, maybe Friday through Sunday. I'm not sure exactly, but I think there's something, there was a disconnect there. For us, and it's not coaches, it's just players. We got to study more. We got to make sure that we're dialed into what we're doing, and spend some more time on it studying, so that when we get these first few plays and we know we have an idea what we're going to be doing, we got to go out and execute them better than we did opening that Baltimore game, because that wasn't our standard. That's not who we want to be. Like I said after that game, I had one. Different guys had one, and it was just like, that's not who we are. And that goes back to, to me, the thing I'm going to, make sure I change or increase is just, the time I spend on Saturday looking over stuff and thinking about stuff, because maybe that was a stone that I didn't turn well enough. So I think that's maybe, one way to approach it. Yeah, I think it's the overall situation in general. I think it's just being with these coaches and these players, and just my situation in life. I think all of it is just, it's an opportunity for me, to sustain it because of the guys I have around me, and because of the trust that I have in the guys around me and the coaches, and then for that matter, just the way I approach the job, you know, it's just, it's different. When I was younger, I didn't do some of the things I do now, you know, to help myself. And so I think that's, you know, that's part of the learning process. You know, I mean, I'm sure everybody in here, you know, has those, you know, if I knew then what I know now moments, and certainly I feel that way, but thankful to have the opportunity to kind of exercise some of that and to take some of these things I've learned and put them into practice. I don't know how much time we have. There's just several things, you know, with just the way I approach it and the way I prepare, and there's a lot of detailed things that I do that I didn't think I needed to do. You know, I got it. You know, I don't need to do this and do that. So they're just things that I do that help me. You know, some of it's extra time on film. Some of it's has to do with the way I study the plays and the manner in which I study the plays and those things. Oh, he's been great. I mean, so helpful you know, you know, a great set of eyes. You know, I talk about it all the time about how smart, you know, I think he is. Jay's one of the smarter football players I've been around. And so it's good to hear him and to hear his thoughts and those things, because it's helpful to me. And then there's little things during the game that I won't go into that he does for me and says, and that are huge, and they're, you know, they make a difference to me. So he's been, you know, I couldn't ask for anybody better. He's been great and been helpful, and it's a, you know, it's a credit to his character, because what he's going through it stinks. You know, I mean, you know, nobody wants to be injured and not play, and he's handling it well, and then some, because he's so helpful, and he's continuing to help our team, even though he's not on the field.